L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can't take it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
Happy Valentine's Day 2024. We've got lots to do. Come on, let's go. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment from very high above all the puerile and vacuous forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the depths of the Middle Swamp in Wyoming's capital of Cheyenne. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Valentine's Wednesday. It may be Valentine's Day, and the Redcoats may be wearing red, but that doesn't mean that Redcoat Speaker of the House Albert Somers, Steve Harshman, Ember Oakley, Lloyd Larson, Bob Nicholas, and the rest of the gang are really feeling the love. Quite the reverse, actually. On the first day of the legislative session, the Wyoming Freedom Caucus and the rest of the conservatives in the House of Representatives killed a record 13 committee bills. 13 very, very bad bills. There's this dumb idea in the Wyoming legislature that if it's a committee bill, then we should absolutely introduce it and debate it. No matter how terrible it is, it should just get introduced and passed. Because, as they say, we've spent an entire summer working on it, and all the time and all the money we've spent, you just shouldn't let it go to waste. And how disrespectful of you to just kill it outright. Keep in mind that in the House of Representatives, there isn't a single committee that has a conservative majority on it. There's not one single committee that has a conservative as a chairman. Now, the story's a little bit different in the Senate. The Agriculture Committee is chaired by Senator Sherry Steinmetz, and the Revenue Committee is chaired by Senator Bo Bightman. But not in the House of Representatives. Redcoat Speaker Albert Somers has seen to that. And so, really, there isn't a single committee bill that conservatives are actually in favor of. So whatever power conservatives don't have in legislative committees, they try to use on the floor. And in a budget session, the conservatives have enough votes to stop any bill from being introduced into the legislative session. So if a bill escapes introduction and makes it to a committee, really, there's nothing the conservatives can do to stop it. So, it's absolutely necessary that they dispatch any terrible bill before it ever gets a chance to be heard. Keep in mind that this is the first time, perhaps ever, that conservatives have had that ability. So any frustration or angst that the Redcoats are feeling is kind of understandable, if not completely transparent. To the cowpie! In an article entitled, Down the Tubes, Wyoming House Kills Record 13 Committee Bills on Introduction. And I quote, the first day of the Wyoming legislature on Monday was highlighted by welcome back speeches, standing ovations, and the killing of 13 committee bills. The sheer number of committee bills defeated on introduction, some remarked, was unprecedented in the history of the legislature. Quote, "That's a lot of committee bills to die on the first day," House Speaker Albert Sommers told the Cowboy State Daily. And before I get too far down this road, I wonder how much Leo Trotsky-Wolfson was paid by the Wyoming caucus to write this article. The Cowpie has gone from just advertising for the Freedom Caucus to pushing their bills. If you go to cowboystatepolitics.com, there's a screenshot of an advertisement for House Bill 45 from the Wyoming caucus. They're not even being bashful about it now. But back to the article, and I quote, "Representative John Bear, chairman of the Freedom Caucus, saw the bills not being introduced as a win for fiscal conservatism, touting it was a successful effort to save the state around $250 million. Quote, "This action was an illustration of the growing movement to curb both state government spending and bring government policy more in line with conservative values," end quote. Representative Jeremy Haroldson put it more succinctly, "Bad bills are bad bills, and this is an opportunity to not waste time on a bill that doesn't have the ability or is not ready for prime time," end quote. Take, for example, Redcoat Albert Sommers' Education Savings Account Bill. That thing was a loser from the very beginning. Several times on Cowboy State Politics, I've told you how terrible that bill is. It sets up, basically, universal pre-K, something that has been on the progressive wish list for at least 46 years. That's how long the Department of Education in its current form has been in existence and was created by Jimmy Carter. However, the Department of Education goes all the way back to Andrew Johnson in 1867. So you can imagine how long progressives have been trying to indoctrinate children before they ever reach kindergarten. And make no mistake about it, these redcoats are no different than the big-time progressives you see in Washington, D.C. The only difference in Wyoming is they can't quite come out and say what they really want because they'd never get elected again. It's no small wonder why Albert Sommers' dumb education savings account bill got killed right out of the gate. Here's a little soundbite from its anticlimactic demise.
Anybody else like to speak against this?
It's not even worth their time to speak against it, and here's where it died.
41 aye, 19 no, 2 excused.
Having failed to receive an affirmative vote of 2/3 of the elected members, House Bill 19 has failed the introduction.
Did you hear all of the whispering after they realized they'd lost that bill? The truth is, there's no way they could have allowed Albert Sommers' so-called education savings account bill anywhere near the floor. According to the Cowpie, Sommers said he proposed the bill both as a form of compromise with legislators who brought a different ESA bill that he opposed last year and a new understanding for how education savings accounts work. The only compromise that Albert Sommers and his group of redcoats are interested in is making the conservatives do it their way. Just like the Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives, anytime they say compromise, what they mean is conservatives have to sacrifice their principles and vote for the Democrat legislation. That time is coming to an end, at least in the budget session anyway, because conservatives can dispatch every bill the same way they did with House Bill 19. What Representative Landon Brown, oh, by the way, it's been 1,120 days since Landon Brown agreed to an interview on Cowboy State Politics and then didn't show up. But what he found particularly frustrating, at least according to the Cowpie, were the actions of three of his committee members who voted against introducing the same unchanged bills that they had voted for earlier in committee. Quote, "They're directed by their national organization to not vote for them, so that's a pretty clear indication to the way things are being run here. It's the most I've ever seen killed on the floor," end quote. Could it possibly be that the bills that were killed were crappy from the very beginning, and there really wasn't any point in arguing against them in committee because there's not a committee that exists in the House anyway that has a conservative majority, nor is there a conservative chairman on any of the House committees. So why argue with it when you can't do anything about it and wait until it hits the floor to kill it? Makes sense to me. One of the more revealing bills was House Bill 22. It was a tax on streaming services. You see, there's a lot of services that Wyoming isn't taxing right now, so we should start knocking those out. At least that's what Steve Harshman would say about it. The interesting thing about this exchange is the Redcoats had no idea that it was on the list of bills to be killed. Like all of their committee bills, they assumed that this one would just fly through and get assigned to a committee. But it wasn't the bill itself that I want to talk to you about. It's what happened during the voting that all Wyoming citizens need to pay attention to. You could probably find all sorts of sound bites from all of the Redcoats telling you to go to wyoledge.gov if you want to see how they voted. And it's a really good resource. It shows you exactly what happened with all of the pieces of legislation. Well, what the final vote was, anyway. Just like what YouTube shows you from the live-streamed legislative sessions, with YouTube, you hear what is said into the microphone, and you don't see anything else that happens on the floor. Similarly, with wyoledge.gov, they don't show you who changed their vote. They only show you what the final vote tally was. House Bill 22 is a perfect example to show you that most of these legislators are lying to you about their voting record, that when it comes down to it, they'll switch their vote for politics, just so that you won't know about it. And when it comes to that Tuesday in November, you'll still fill in that little circle for them. What I'm going to do this morning is play you the entire exchange from House Bill 22 so that you can hear what was said on the floor and what all of those redcoats did. Something that wyoledge.gov is not going to report for you and something that you're not going to see on YouTube. So what we're going to do is a little stop and start. We'll play a little bit of what happened with House Bill 22 and then we'll stop and talk about it at a couple of different points. And we'll do that next. But first, an absolutely outrageous profit timeout. My adventures in the middle swamp are paid for in part by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena, or maybe you need a giant warehouse for your business, there's lots of those going up around Cheyenne. Maybe somebody that owns one of those businesses should call my buddies Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings. Their phone number is 307-674-2532. Those two guys are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. So if you're one of these business magnates down in Cheyenne and you need a giant warehouse for your business, give Nick and Jesse a call. Again, their phone number is 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. My friends, it's Wednesday. And even down in the middle swamp, do you know what time it is? Gun of the Week time from Gunrunner Auctions. The gun of the week is a Tommy gun. It's lot number 34 at Gunrunner Auctions. It's an auto ordnance M1 Tommy gun in .45 ACP. Of course, it's a semi-auto, but it looks like the real thing. It's manufactured by Auto Ordnance of Worcester, Massachusetts, and it's in excellent condition. It's got a 16-inch barrel that's got an excellent bore with a 99% blue finish. It has one 30-round stick magazine, which, if you wanted to, you could probably find a drum for it. And it can be yours. I know, every gun enthusiast has always wanted a Tommy gun, and here's your chance. It's lot number 34. All you got to do is go to Gunrunner Auctions and place a bid. It's lot number 34 at thegunrunner.com. My friends, even though the weather has been a little atypical as of late, don't fool yourself. It's still February, and that white crap can still start flying around, which means you're going to have to be outside to deal with it, and you definitely don't want your ears to get cold while you're doing it. New Trend Hats has a wide variety of hats for both men and women. You're sure to find the perfect one to keep those ears of yours nice and toasty warm. So if you need a new hat and you've got to go outside and deal with all that white stuff, go to newtrendhats.com. Make sure that you subscribe and follow the program. That way you can be notified every single time there's a brand new episode of Cowboy State Politics telling you everything that's happening down here in the middle swamp. To do that, you could go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, or you can do the same thing from any of your favorite websites where you get your podcasts. Trust me, you don't want to be caught unawares of what all of these redcoats are doing down here in the swamp. And you can do that just by subscribing to the podcast. And now, back to the program. So here's how the whole thing got started.
Chairman Harshman.
Hold it right there. If Steve Harshman is involved in anything, it's suspect from the very beginning. I didn't expect to stop it that soon. Let's continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 22 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members, this was going to be a Senate file of our joint work, but it's actually got a tax increase. So it has to start in the House of Representatives. I will assure you that we will take this tax increase out. And it's on page 3, it's on screen. And we've had this debate before, but this bill is not the place to have this debate. This bill is a much needed cleanup of our Department of Revenue.
If it's not meant to be a tax bill, why did Steve Harshman's committee put a tax in there? Secondly, if Steve Harshman says, I promise you that we're going to take this out, you don't believe a word of it. Once the bill is introduced, the Freedom Caucus can't do anything about it, tax increase or otherwise. So right here, Steve Harshman can say anything he wants just to get everybody to vote for it.
And if you go to the fiscal note in the back, it really gives you a great summary of all the things that this bill does. And we're not going to tax lemonade stands and dry cents. You make it clear. They don't now. Bill, it's unclear. We're not going to tax free admissions. Again, we don't do that, but it's not said like that in the statute. The imposition of sales tax under certain repairs needs to be clarified. Then I think the biggest thing are the out-of-state license, because right now we have 27,303 out-of-state licenses, and most of those don't need to exist. And, you know, for example, the highest county sales tax license is in Sheridan County, 2,800, 10% of the out-of-state. And so we get this massive with our LLC registrations. We also get the sales tax. They don't need to even register because they're not selling anything here and selling anything to our folks. So that's a big thing, you know, part of that. So really, this bill is all about kind of informing of what we're doing and then cleaning up all the statute from really our online sales tax or some of those things. But again, the tax increase on streaming, I will vote to take that out of committee. I'll move that amendment. I know our committee will put that out because this bill is not the bill for time. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
We believe anything that Harshman is saying right here. He already voted for the tax once before in his committee. When a bill is being introduced into the budget session, there's a different process for the debate. The person sponsoring the bill, in this case Steve Harshman, gets 2 minutes to explain the bill, and you heard Speaker Sommers cut him off right at 2 minutes. And then the opposing side will get two speeches of 1 minute each, and then there's a 30-second rebuttal for the bill's sponsor. Next up, John Baer, a chairman of the Freedom Caucus, is going to give the first opposition speech. Now listen very carefully to what he says.
Anybody like to speak against this bill? Representative Baer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is a tax increase, colleagues. The Make America Great Again policy was simply lower taxes and lower regulations. At a minimum, this bill is opposed to the Make America Great Again policy based on increasing youth taxes. In addition, I would say that based on the fact that if you look at the fiscal note, it refers to the Mount Rushmore state to get the data as to how much tax would be generated. So I would say that this is not a Wyoming solution or a Wyoming problem. Let's keep higher taxes outside of our border. I urge a no vote.
Just about every Republican on the other side, the Redcoats, have said we only really need to focus on Wyoming solutions for Wyoming problems. I can't tell you how many op-eds have been written by Albert Sommers himself, and Steve Harshman for that matter, that say we just have to have Wyoming solutions. This bill, House Bill 22, is not a Wyoming solution. It's a bill from South Dakota. And it's a straight-up tax increase that Steve Harshman pinky swears he's going to vote against the tax. Uh-huh. I've got some beachfront property over around Burlington, if you believe that one.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
So, Representative Bear, I need to run on that one, but let's try not to refer to national politics. Would anybody else like to speak against this bill? All right, Chairman Harshman, for your 30-second rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And yeah, if you do look at the fiscal note, that refers to the tax increase that I referred to in that division. That is on page 3, line 14, paragraph E. And if you read that, it's about streaming subscription services. 5.8 million, which we will take out of this bill, paragraph E, I should say, on line 14, page 3. That's it. The rest of this stuff is all cleanup, and particularly all these massive amounts of out-of-state license and put a tax on our tax the workload, I should say, of our revenue in part-time. So thank you for your eye.
So really, this bill is just cleaning stuff up and reducing regulation. So really, all of you conservatives should just vote for it. And trust me, we're going to get rid of that tax increase. Pinky swear, cross my heart, hope to die. I'm Steve Harshman, and you can believe me. Uh-huh. This next part is what I really wanted to get to. The voting. Remember, when it's all said and done, the only thing WyoLedge is going to show you is the final vote. It doesn't show you what happens in the middle, and it certainly doesn't reflect the gamesmanship that you're about to hear. Whenever a roll call vote is taken, after everybody that has had a chance to vote, then the chief clerk, her name is Katie, by the way, really nice lady, although she doesn't like the legislature being recorded, at the end, she'll ask if there's anyone that wants to change their votes. Pay particular attention to how many no votes there are in the very beginning.
Please call the roll.
Hellman?
No.
Albright?
Aye.
Andrew?
No.
Angelos, excuse Banks?
No.
Bear?
No.
Berger?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Burkhart?
Aye.
Byron?
Aye.
Chadwick?
Aye.
Chestick?
Aye.
Austin?
Aye.
Conrad?
No.
Fredo?
No.
Davis?
No.
Eklund?
Aye.
Haraldson?
No.
Harshman?
Aye.
Heiner?
No.
Henderson?
Aye.
Warnock?
No.
Jennings?
No.
Knapp?
No.
Larson Lloyd?
Aye.
JT, or Larson JT, excuse me, excused. Lawley?
Aye.
Are you now? Lawley?
No.
Locke?
No.
Nyman?
No.
Newsom? Nicholas?
Aye.
Neenick?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Oakley?
Aye.
Excuse me, Oakley?
Aye.
Obermueller? O'Hearn?
Aye.
Olson?
No.
Offen?
No.
Provenza?
Aye.
Rodriguez Williams?
No.
Sherwood?
Aye.
Singh?
No.
Slagle?
No.
Smith?
No.
Smith?
No.
Thor?
Aye.
Strach?
No.
Stivar?
No.
Carter?
No.
Trujillo?
No.
Walters?
Aye.
Ward?
No.
Washit?
No.
Western?
No.
Winter?
No.
Wiley?
No.
Yin?
Aye.
Melinda Dan?
No.
Melinda Day?
Aye.
Chris Summers?
No.
It's pretty clear at this point that the bill is definitely toast, and the more astute of the Redcoats already voted no, for example, Barry Crago. Crago knows that he's probably already has an opponent for the next election, and he certainly can't have himself voting for a tax increase. So he votes no from the very beginning. But there's a lot of Redcoats that you heard that went ahead and voted aye. But when it becomes clear that a whole bunch of members of the House voted against a tax increase, then the Redcoats have a problem. And what they do next is what I really wanted you to hear. Remember, at this point, Chief Clerk Katie is going to ask if there's any changes. Listen to this.
Are there any changes? Obermueller?
Aye.
To no. Northrup?
Aye.
To no. Clauston? Aye to no. Berger?
Aye to no.
Harshman?
Aye to no.
Now wait a minute. Steve Harshman is the bill's sponsor. He's the chairman of the committee that this bill came out of. And now he's changing his vote. Fascinating. And everybody finds that hilarious.
Walters, aye to no. Nemec, aye to no. Sponsor Dave, aye to no. O'Hearn, aye to no. Burkhart, aye to no. Carson Roy, aye to no. Henderson, aye to no. Oakley, aye to no. Allred, aye to no. Sherwood, aye to no. Storer, aye to no. Provenza, aye to no. Yin, aye to no.
Even the Democrats don't want to be on record voting for a tax increase. Here's the last piece of this, and it should be the part that makes you extraordinarily angry, that they all laugh and they think it's funny that no one is ever going to know that initially they wanted to raise your taxes, because Wildledge is not going to show that they changed their vote. It's only going to show what the final vote tally was. So much for transparency.
Brown, aye to no. Chesnick, aye to no. Chadwick, aye to no. Nicholas, aye to no. Byron, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. Vote closed. One aye, one no. Two excused.
And they all laughed like this is some big game to everyone. It's not a game to Wyoming citizens who are already taxed for just about everything that they buy. It's not a game to people that are having a hard time staying in their houses because of taxes. But I'll tell you who it is a game to. Those 31 Redcoats down on the floor of the House of Representatives. That they can change their vote and hide it from you is a disgrace. And I guarantee every single one of them in the upcoming election will tell you, well, just go look at wyoledge.gov to find out how I voted. It won't show that initially they wanted to raise your taxes, and it won't show how funny they thought it all was that they could hide their vote from you. You can't listen to YouTube and hear them all laughing about changing their votes. As far as you know, they all just made a mistake, and this is business as usual. Well, they're right about one thing. It is business as usual for those so-called Republicans in the House of Representatives. Clearly, they all wanted to raise your taxes, and when they were caught red-handed, they knew that their transgression was going to be hidden from the record. The only thing you'll know is that they did change their vote, and that's only if you watch YouTube. You won't hear this. Oh, how funny it is. Not so much, really. I'll tell you who's not laughing. Everyone who wasn't down on that floor. Well, that'll about do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again tomorrow and Saturday. I'm going to keep you updated on everything that I possibly can that's happening down here in Cheyenne in the Middle Swamp. But for now, from the depths of the Middle Swamp in Wyoming's capital of Cheyenne, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.